I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The UN General Assembly has passed the non-binding defamation of religion resolution for the fifth year in a row. But support may be eroding, says Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey. She warns that Muslim nations are organizing a sneak attack in March.
Instead of being a non-binding resolution, they're actually trying to pass it through a separate committee that would make it more of a binding resolution. It would make it an optional protocol.
Next, human rights have been a major topic at Urbana 09. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
We've heard about human rights, but how about human wrongs? MNN's Elisa Weipman's been exploring a new campaign at Urbana 09. Elisa?
I spoke earlier today with World Vision's Jesse Eves about the Human Wrong Initiative being launched right here at Urbana.
The Human Wrong Initiative is a movement of students who are united in raising their voices to right the human wrong of child slavery.
Social justice issues have been at the forefront of this Urbana. Elisa reported on the Human Wrong Initiative. There's also other issues, HIV/AIDS, environmental justice, and the list goes on and on. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.
And Haiti is at a low ebb. A new report shows poverty has forced over 200,000 children into slavery. There are more starving people, more desperate situations than ever before. For Haiti with Love is working to meet the physical needs present, but enters 2010 knowing the sour U.S. economy has taken a heavy toll. They need help to keep the doors of the clinic and the feeding program open. As the team responds to the physical needs, they're acting as the hands and feet of Christ to those they're serving. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serve's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.